From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The top of BP's runaway oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is now sealed with cement, and the government's point man on the spill says he is confident there's no chance of any more oil leaking into the environment. Admiral Thad Allen tells NPR that to be doubly sure, BP will next plug the well from the bottom as well.
In a week or so after the cement dries and we drill down to the bottom of the well, and we'll ascertain the condition of the well at the bottom, and then based on what we have learned from this, so we'll know what we need to do to actually finish it up.
In Louisiana, Navy Secretary Ray Mabus says the work of dealing with the damage caused by the oil spill is far from finished.
Everything that we eat, the energy that we use, so much of it is focused here in the Gulf. America needs a restored Gulf.
Mabus says the government is committed to the long-term restoration of the Gulf Coast area. The Pentagon is demanding the return of tens of thousands of classified government documents from the group WikiLeaks, including those already posted online and those the group says it may post soon. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell.
We want whatever they have returned to us, and we want whatever copies they have expunged, erased, gone.
Morrell says the posting of documents by WikiLeaks last week gave the Taliban and other militants information about U.S. military tactics that could be used to endanger American troops. Elena Kagan has been confirmed by the U.S. Senate to succeed retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. NPR's Audie Cornish reports Democratic lawmakers are hoping Kagan will help steer the high court in a more moderate direction.
Democrats have criticized the court in recent months for overturning decades of legal precedent and for throwing out limits on what corporations can spend during elections. Senator Charles Schumer, a New York Democrat, says Kagan will be a moderate voice on the court.
She showed throughout her career an ability to reach out to both sides and bring them together. And I am hopeful that she can prevent this judicial activism of the right from overwhelming the court.
Republican opponents say Kagan lacks the proper judicial experience and will pursue her own political agenda from the bench. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
At least 59 people are dead in Indian-controlled Kashmir, victims of flash flooding there. Veer Singh reports hundreds of people are missing in the town of Leh.
Survivors say there is mud and water everywhere as police and soldiers search for survivors under collapsed homes. People panicked as floodwaters quickly started pouring into the town, which normally receives very little rain. Most communication lines have been damaged, as have parts of the airport, including the runway. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated in Pakistan as the severe flooding there spreads. Millions more have been displaced by the floodwaters. This is NPR News from Washington. The Labor Department comes out this morning with July's unemployment numbers. Analysts are expecting that tens of thousands of private sector jobs were added, but not at the pace of gains earlier this year. Former Federal Reserve Governor Lawrence Myers says there is no quick fix to the nation's lingering high unemployment rate.
Your forecast is grim if you have the unemployment rate starting very high and coming down very slowly and taking, call it, 5 years to get back to what we would think of as full employment.
Meyer says the phasing out of temporary census jobs is also likely to weigh on the July employment numbers. The CEO of retailer Target is apologizing for contributing to a group supporting a Republican candidate for governor in Minnesota. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck reports that candidate has opposed gay rights issues.
Target CEO Greg Steinhoffel wrote a letter to Target employees saying the company made a $150,000 contribution to an independent group with the hopes of improving Minnesota's business climate. But he said he now realizes the donation affected many employees in a way he didn't anticipate. The apology comes after gay rights groups, Democrats, and others called for a boycott of Target because the group is running TV ads in support of a Republican candidate for governor. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul.
President Obama's top economic advisor, Christina Romer, is stepping down. Romer has been head of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. It's common for those holding that post to serve less than a full presidential administration. The White House says Romer wants to return to her position as an economics professor at the University of California, Berkeley. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.